This is Brock and Salk
from the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle app.
All right, final hour here of Brock and Salk, running a little late. Sorry about that. Thanks to Bobby Wagner, who came in and hung out and got a lot of observations and news and notes and things to get to after Bobby. You guys are killing me on the text machine here. Oh, my God. 710-710, powered by Coors Light. I am just getting destroyed. I am so embarrassed, Salk, that that was said. That is not how Seattle treats our stars.
Keep my name out your mouth.
All I did, look, Bobby had something to say to Earl, which was very nice. We can talk more about it. We'll replay it here in a minute. All I was saying is I just wanted to make sure that we were now not in the same world where Earl has to keep Bobby's name out of his mouth anymore. I don't know why you guys are so... I'm so embarrassed that that was said. Keep my name out your mouth.
WTF, Salk, why would you do that?
Here's where you guys fail and Danny David Moore succeed. Fail? We didn't fail. It was good. Bobby was, man. All right, so here's my problem, and maybe I'm making an excuse, but I will say this. I will make an excuse for why I said that. Brock, I was distracted. I was completely distracted the entire 30 minutes Bobby was sitting here by the size of his knees. He's wearing shorts, and his knees are gigantic. Like, he's like, Bobby's a big dude. He's ripped, man. He really is. And he's not that tall, but he's ripped. He's always been a strong dude and all that. His knees had to be like the size of a cantaloupe, at least.
Like his knee, like his bones?
I don't know. Like the whole thing, man. Imagine if your knees look like a cantaloupe. That's Bobby Wagner. They're huge.
I don't think I'd be very athletic in that case.
No, they look athletic. They're strong.
Bro, they fit with the traps, the shoulders, the biceps, the back. I mean, they kind of fit with everything else.
They do.
I mean, there are some guys that have, NFL legs and NBA upper bodies. Cool. And then there's guys that have NFL legs, including knees, and NFL upper bodies.
Those calves, those hips.
Hewitt Body Show.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got it all.
I took a picture and tweeted it out so that you guys can see Bobby's knees. They're huge.
Well, I just tweeted too. So you're tweeting about his knees. I'm tweeting about the good gifts he brought us.
Yeah.
Look at this. Look at this mango, strawberries, bacon, sausage, cantaloupe.
Very nice of him.
I will take that. And he also went out of his way to turn it around and thank his teammate. That was pretty cool. I kind of like that actually better than us even asking about Earl, is that, hey, at the end of all of that, and we were way late, so I'm sure I could imagine Kyle, as I looked at the clock, I could see him windmilling. Yes, we got to go. We got to go. We got to go.
Hey, we were late.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do, cut him off when he's talking about Earl?
No.
Hey, Bobby, why don't you say that?
Salk, you were a complete spoon. Just not happy unless you were stirring the pot. Hashtag instigator. Hashtag digging up the past. Hashtag let dead dogs lie. You wonder why Danny David Moore gets better interviews. I believe when the observations come from Bobby, they should be referred to as Bobservations. The words that come out of Salk's mouth are,
keep my name out your mouth.
Hashtag unlimited.
Sorry.
Hashtag, I'll say jerk move because I can't say what you hashtag there.
So were you thinking?
Oh, yeah. Jim has never pissed off anyone with questions in his life. Right. No. Jim's never ticked off anybody in the Seahawks world with questions. Bobby wasn't even mad.
Mr. Unlimited.
Stop it. Howdy. I swear to God, when I get back to the station, you keep playing that. You're going to be in such trouble. All right.
Unlimited.
I got to gather myself here. So when were you thinking I should bring this up? Like when he publicly does a really kind
only
thing.
Only then.
Hold on.
Yeah.
When he's like, hey, do you have the sound of that yet or not? Not
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, we got to cover.
All right. So here's what. So we're nearing the end of the interview with Bob. We were running out of time.
Yeah.
We had not yet asked him about Earl at all, which is probably shame on us. But we're trying to be nice.
Well, we're trying to be like Jim, Danny David Moore. Don't have to get to that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And this is
fun.
What Bobby lays on us.
Before we get off, I would like to take this time to shout out to Earl Thomas. You know, I think he's an amazing player. I think he's an amazing person. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. And just let him know that, you know, we over here, you know, wishing for the best in that situation. And we're thinking about him. And I just want him to know that from this end.
Very nice. I mean, very
You didn't follow up right away with the name in the mouth, did you?
I don't think so.
You don't even remember.
No.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was the awkward, so can he put your name back in his mouth? What?
Is that what he said? That was Salk said.
Yeah, it's like,
just
wait,
before
what?
We wanted him to take it out. Are you kidding me, Salt? You are an absolute walnut. A walnut? Why would you say that? That's not very nice. Is that even a an insult?
Lydia, you're a spoon.
Lydia,
am I more a spoon or more a walnut?
Lydia, you've gone quiet back there. Are you okay?
She's so uncomfortable with this.
Are you mad?
Who are you mad at? Are you mad at me or are you mad at the texters?
I'm not mad at anyone.
No, who are you mad at?
Let's all just get along.
You're just a spoon, Salk. Spoon man.
Is that to say that Earl can now put his name back in his mouth?
What?
Yeah. Just want to make sure everything's good.
That was so smooth. It just rolled right.
Is that to say that Earl can now put his name back in his mouth? It's an awkward phrase, man.
Back
it's awkward.
Mouth,
it's always been
mouth,
awkward. That's why Brooke screws it up every time. It is an
mouth?
Awkward phrase.
Will you shut up? Let me hear that one more time.
Yeah. Is that to say that Earl can now put his name back in his mouth?
You went Lawyer Malloy with the 134-second pick. Here's your mouth.
Oh, dude, this is because you've been in my head all day. All day you've been saying it the wrong way. And then when I finally had to say it on the air, I screwed it up.
Don't be pointing.
He needs to know that we appreciate him over here because he's a, you know, a talent that, you know, you're not going to ever see another person like him, you know, ever again play the football field. There's nobody that's going to be able to start from one side of the hash and be able to get all the way to the other side of the field.
Yeah, see, he said all those nice things. I just want to make sure they're clear now. Everything's good.
Sometimes I don't understand where the text is coming from. Sometimes I think they hear things or they miss things. I think this time after re-listening to it back, I understand why they call you Spoon.
I don't know. I can't think of anything I do wrong.
I did that wrong, apparently.
Oh, gosh. Why, I am so sweating profusely. You did get a little red, though, when...
I wasn't expecting him to call me out like that.
Should we get this serious? Can we put it on the
back? Is that to say that Earl can now put his name back in his mouth?
Back into his mouth. Yeah. Put your name
back in his mouth. What'd you say, bro? My gosh. Okay, so on a serious note, why? Why did he go out of his way?
He says so. He says very specifically why. Here, Kyle, play that other cut, because he says specifically why he said that. Mm.
Loading. You want the one I had just played about being appreciated?
Yes. Sure.
He needs to know that we appreciate him over here because he's a, you know, a talent that, you know, you're not going to ever see another person like him, you know, ever again play the football field. There's nobody that's going to be able to start from one side of the hash and be able to get all the way to the other side of the field.
You know, to be in,
he needs to know.
Yeah. To be fair or in reality here, that's the only drama. After about 6 years of being in the headlines, like every single, not six, since 2013, 2014, legitimately, for 3 or 4 years, when the ESPN needed a story, it wasn't New York, it wasn't Dallas, like the story was here for like 3 years. It was Cam, it was Sherm, it was all the guys, right? It was all the noise. It was just everything that they thrived on. It was their cockiness. It was their brashness. It was the Super Bowl win, right? It was the greatest defense since. It was all of it. And then after 14 Super Bowl, oh my gosh, was there drama, right? Through 15 and 60, seriously. If you go back and watch SportsCenter, like how many times, and by the way, coaches do this. There was a Pac-12 coach at those meetings that came up to me. He's like, hey, man, I've got someone that charts the number of times our team gets mentioned on your guys' shows. And let me just say, it's 8-1. Like, I had somebody, one of our researchers, go and chart every time our name was mentioned on College Football Live or on SportsCenter. And it's like 8-1 with some of our competition. That ain't right. And if you were to do the same through 13, 14, 15, 16, I don't know, Mike. You tell me if I'm wrong. I think the Seahawk name in the NFL would have been number one.
Yeah.
More than even playing to the East Coast bias and the cities and the Jets and everything and the Giants and everything else. I think it would have been the Seahawks. And really, this is it. This is the only, if there is any drama whatsoever, this is the only one. And even this one, you can clearly see the middle linebacker getting ahead of it. Like, nope, I'm not going to let you guys talk about this for 3 weeks. I'm not going to let a story run anywhere else. I'm going to go headstrong, and I'm going to say it right now. And in fact, I'm going to go out of my way at the end of the interview, and I'm going to say, hey, I need to declare this to everybody. Earl's one of us, and we love him, and we appreciate him. And frankly, we need him. And he's the only one not a part of this offseason. He's the only one not here. It's for business reason, which guys put business, they do. They compartmentalize it better than you and I do, and fans do. They put it in that corner over there, and he's the only one not here. But he's not being not appreciated in this building.
OMG, Salk, you are embarrassing. I am switching stations. You guys are not good this morning.
No, is that the same one that texted us last week?
I don't know. That was a bad show. We've lost that.
No, please, Spoon Man. One of my favorite songs.
Saul, just Stone turn Temple around Pilots? And sit in the corner for 5 minutes. Hashtag timeout. Did that just really happen? My ears are actually bleeding right now. Saul, excuses are for losers. Why are you mad, bro? Saul pulling everyone down to his dark, dank, and depressed space. Somebody needs a medication adjustment.
But it didn't feel that way in here. It didn't at all. You got a little red. He smiled. If you could have seen it on camera, Bobby was great.
Is that to say that Earl can now put his name back in his mouth? Total jerk move bringing that up. Huh? Open mouth, insert foot. Salk, you get to do what we all wish we could. Represent the Seattle sports fan. And you talk to these people as a peer or a friend with no reverence for what their accomplishments are? No credentials to have that cachet? I'll always dislike you.
How
because
do you,
you
not
don't
worship those people?
Represent us well and your arrogance. Oh my God.
What'd you say, Howdy?
How do you not worship those people?
I know.
I am so.
It's on me, honestly.
I am sweating so profusely. It's a really good thing we're not on camera.
It's funny you are. I'm not sweating at all. I feel cool as a cucumber over here. I'll defend what I said to the day I die.
I have a full sheen of sweat covering my body.
That's happened before, just not right now. Yes. All right, my favorite part of the Bobby Wagner interview was actually not that. It was coming back at the beginning of the second half of that interview and asking him about his favorite thing to do on a football field because you're playing the sound of the scoop and score touchdown. He's like, oh, score a touchdown. I'm like, really? Better than a big hit at the goal line? No, big hit at the goal line. Better than a big hit like when you knock the ball loose? No, that's pretty good too.
Yep. Just,
he clearly has a joy for playing. And I think you hear talking about these voluntary OTAs and sort of the difference between this and playing real football and when he judges guys. Say what you want about Bobby Wagner. I don't know what you would possibly say negatively about him, but say what you want about him. That guy loves playing football.
Yes.
And is the model for what they are trying to
do. Yeah, I think the only critique you would have, and all the grades represent it, it's him and Keekly that are top two middle linebackers of this generation. I mean, he's on his way to a Hall of Fame career. You know, he continues to do this and put together Pro Bowl seasons and be in consideration for Defensive Player of the Year as he's been at times and in All-Pro consideration and All-Pro. Like he's, you know, he puts three or four more of these years. Like, he's in that conversation. And in order to do it, the only critique, Mike, is he is so doggone physically gifted that you know, to play like you're not. Right? Like, Dave Wyman would have loved that skill set to be 6'3", 255, jump 40. And Dave was super athletic, you know, even coming off of his dislocated knee. I mean, Dave had a lot of speed, 100-meter runner in high school and everything else. But he marvels at the physical abilities of Bobby. And when you have it, sometimes you just take stuff for granted. Like, I don't have to do that technique. I don't have to do that fundamental because, well, frankly, you know, I can get away with doing it the other way. That'd be the only thing. Over the next 4 or 5 years of his career, you know, and even at times, the discipline to do it right fundamentally every time, even if you don't have to, you know, pays dividends for everybody else. That's about the only critique.
You must make a top five bad Salk questions board. That one would definitely be on it. Is that to say that Earl can now put his name back in his mouth?
In his mouth.
In his mouth.
That doesn't make sense.
In your mouth.
How does Salk treat Bobby Wagner the same as Jim Mora? He just can't stop himself from taking a shot and having the final word.
I don't know. This question that you asked Scott Service last year was pretty good.
23-10 right now in the season. Oh, that's not right. We are 17-10, excuse me, through 20-13. I just had this earlier.
Oh, my God.
Why has Scott ever come on with us again after that? That was one of the worst things I've ever done on the air. That was a disaster. Thanks for bringing that up, Howdy, you jerk. That was like my lowest moment on the air. That's probably the lowest I've ever felt. No, that's probably worse, but that's high on the list. Oh. All I needed to do was get their record and couldn't come up with it.
Do you want to get...
Keep my name out your mouth. Thank you.
23-10 right now in the season. Oh, that's not right. We are 17-10, excuse me, through 20 and 13. I just had this earlier.
Salk, if you were, you were in jail together, I would not protect you.
What? That's so specific.
Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, my God. You can't keep playing that. Like, it's fine. If you guys want to laugh at me, fine. Please stop playing that Russell Wilson.
Do you want someone to else to laugh at?
I am
so play more of that
you
so
can.
They can laugh at that?
No, here's the thing. You guys can laugh at me, and I'm happy to be your punching bag, and nothing bad happens if you guys all laugh at me. If you legitimately keep playing that Russell Wilson sound from the ridiculous video
Unlimited.
He made over the weekend, if you keep playing that, he will lose the respect of his teammates and not be able to be the quarterback here.
Yeah, he's fine. I just let Russ be Russ. That's what they do.
The what?
Just let Russ be Russ.
No.
That's what they do.
No, that can't be Russ.
His name's Mr. Unlimited.
Stop it. He can't be the franchise quarterback if you keep playing that.
Dude, they're going to kill him in that locker room today.
I hope not.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, you know, he gets all these updates from ESPN, he said. He gets breaking news when we get it. He hadn't quite got that one. You know, he hadn't seen
Thank God.
That until,
I told him not
well,
to. Bobby, don't
well,
watch that.
He watched it.
I want him to be able to like his quarterback and respect him, and I don't know how it's possible if he watches
No.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting.
Love to know.
Exciting. But anyways.
Oh my God!
Can we go? Can we please go and gather ourselves? So that was ridiculous.
How are you the boss of that station, Salk? Hashtag lead by example, Salk. You need
keep
to
keep my name out your mouth.
You need to explain to my 4-year-old what the heck you just said. She's losing her faith in humanity. All right, shut up, all of you. How dare you insult me? I have to sit here in this room and ask Bobby Wagner questions, and you're going to have the nerve to get on some text machine behind the veil of anonymity, and you got stuff to say to me?
In the pit?
In the pit? Where it all goes down? How dare you? I second that, Salk. You get no protection in jail. Whatever. We're talking baseball next on Brock and Salk.
Is that to say that Earl can now put his name back in his mouth?
From the Alaska Airlines Studio,
this is Brock and Salk.
Streaming everywhere at 710sports.com.
Serious day here on Brock and Salk. Very serious.
What do they do on Danny, Dave, and Moore when they get all off track? Harden used to play that clip of what, like, get him back on. What was his little...
Stay on target.
Right.
Yes.
We've drifted today. What can you do? But you know what? Why not, man? After a great weekend, we're having early summer here in the Northwest. Mariners win 3 straight. Tell you what, man, when we left here on Friday, not that things were dire for them, but things were in a precarious spot. I mean, you know, you lost 2 in a row. You know, one to Texas, you know, to lose that series, and then you have the loss to Detroit. I mean, Detroit's not a good team at all, and to lose that first game to them, it's like, oh man.
And that was a game you really, you know, in these annals of baseball history, that's a game you win.
Yeah.
You know, that you make a dumb error, you give up a run there, and then it's a kind of a fluky thing late inning, and you didn't play add-on, you didn't do anything, and that was a game you found a way to lose. Much like Detroit's probably kicking themselves, and Ron Gardenhire, their new skipper. And I always read, by the way, when the Mariners send out their post-game notes, I always find as much fascination with anything in the visiting manager's quotes of the game. And if you're a Detroit Tiger fan and Gardenhire in that division where they're in second place, you feel like you kicked a couple games. Friday night, you're up 4-0, you're rolling, you know, you're in total control of that game, and then it gets away from you. Yesterday, Liriano's got as good a stuff as we've seen any Houston Astros pitcher have this year, right? And then he shuts you down, no hit through 7 innings or into the 7th, and then, you know, the Mariners, instead of Thursday night finding a way to lose, they found a way to win, in fact, 3 in a row, and sit now 14 games better than they did on this date one season ago.
That's pretty impressive.
6 games under 500. I know sometimes with records you're a little fuzzy, but they're sitting at 27-19 right now, 8 games over 500, and it's been just a total team effort in doing it, man. And because you sit through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and literally the 5 of us each have a different moment that stood out. Right? What was your favorite moment of this weekend? What was the moment that really stood out that kind of encapsulates where they're at in this season? To me, it was
encapsulates it.
Well, that's not fair. You're right, because every series is unique and different. Now they're going to have a day off.
My favorite moment wasn't necessarily the one that encapsulated. My favorite moment was Anninger's home run
and the 0-2 pitch, swinging a drive deep to left field, going upper deck. Goodbye, baseball. Mitch Anninger ties it up here in the bottom of the 9th inning with his 11th home run of the year. Mariners 2, the Tigers 2.
That was my favorite because I'm screaming out the window. Heather had just walked outside to go pick up Avery. And I'm like, Heather, you hit a home run. Hattiger, there's two outs left. There's one out in the ninth. He just hit a home run. She just kept walking.
Well, she said, get your name out of my mouth.
She didn't even come back into the house. She just, like, walked. And then by the time she'd come back, they'd won the game. And I was like, yeah, the Mariners won. She's like, oh, is that why you were shouting or something? I couldn't quite hear you. I was like, and you didn't bother to come back in and check, like, see why I was shouting?
Nah, he'll be fine.
If he was in prison, I wouldn't even protect him. He can fend for himself.
Yeah, by all means, just go ahead and leave. I'm here shouting about whatever's going on. That's fine. It's probably not a big deal.
She's like, cry wolf. Heard that before. Drop something on his toe. He screams like that, too.
Felt like they were going to win that. Feels like any close game that they get into like that at home, once you get into the ninth and extra innings,
yeah,
at home, I feel really good about them finding ways to win. I don't know how I feel about it necessarily on the road yet, but at home, I feel like they're going to find a way to win those games.
3-0 in next training games.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. It really is. You know, these guys, they just keep battling through adversity, one thing after another. We got some injuries. We got some guys out of the lineup. We got guys hobbling around out there. You know, it is bite your lip and keep going.
Sometimes you do this job, you know, pull the curtain back, and you're a little afraid. You say something that may come out wrong or be stupid, you know, like you look back on it a month from...
No.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
I don't think that way. I just let it fly. Who cares if it's stupid?
And I'm a little worried.
Texas will let you know.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, especially with baseball, man, as long as the season is. And we've already learned through 46 games that the last series and the last game means nothing really spinning the head. You know, it's just really about that next day starting pitcher. That axiom tends to be very true in baseball. But it at least gets me wondering. And I hope, Mike, 50 games from now, 30 games from now, we can be saying the same thing as I'm going to say right now. And that is, out of adversity, really good things can be born. I've seen it on football teams all the time. You can go back and look at a lot of football teams and a lot of baseball teams, a lot of basketball teams. You lose a player. Oh, my gosh. What are we possibly going to do? How are we going to possibly overcome this? And it takes really everybody pulling together to have to do it to get it done. And then you look around and say, man, I didn't know. I liked Heredia, but I had no idea he could play this kind of center field every day.
I like Gene Segura, but who knew he could be a team leader first out of the dugout to celebrate and hit over 400 since Cano exited.
I like Haniger, but hitting in the three hole. Now look at that. He's like seizing it and running with this opportunity.
I always like James Paxton, but really becoming an ace with two complete games in his last three outings, I didn't know he had that in him.
There's something to be said at times with teams, and again, I'm leery of saying it because maybe 30 or 40 games from now, we'll be saying, gosh, wouldn't it be nice to have Cano right in the middle of that lineup? You know, wouldn't it just be really nice to have through these stretches and these lulls and a little bit of a slump the guys are in? Wouldn't it be nice to just have a bona fide guy that's been there and done it? Unlike so many of these, Mike, a Haniger, a Diaz, that have just not done it over a season. None of them have done it for 160 packs in a 162-game season. You know, if they do it, it'll be the first time that Mitch has done it for a full season. Heredia had done it for largely a full season. Paxton for a full season. You know, even Zunino for a full season of a high level of play. You're kind of asking a lot because none of them have got that quite on their baseball card yet. But there's a huge part of me that's so excited for their opportunity to do it.
Well, I put this out earlier, and I said at the beginning of the show, I'll read this to you again. Robinson Cano is hurt and has been suspended. Nelson Cruz has been hurt on and off this year, is not having a great season thus far, and is fourth on the team in home runs. Kyle Seager is hitting .228. Felix Hernandez has an ERA of 5.53, more than 5.5. And with that said, with their four best players, four guys that make up more than half of their salary,
55%.
The Mariners are 27-19, alone in second place and in the wild card, and off to their best start in years.
Yeah.
There is something a little bit different with the way this team has been playing. It's not to say this is the first time we've seen them play well. That's not true. They played well at stretches the last couple of years. Is this the ultimate expression of what Scott Servais has tried to build? I think some of that is true.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of the time he has spent in spring training the last 3 years trying to get this team to come together, trying to build the right type of environment, I think that's absolutely true. And you heard it from Gene Segura, who told Danny Dave and Moore on Friday just how much fun he's having coming to the ballpark every single
day. Yes, but I would say that...
Do we have that? Do you have Gene talking about how much he's just enjoying the game of baseball right now? A lot of that is due to the environment set up by Scott Servais and the veterans on this team.
I just go home and I can't wait to the next day to come here play baseball, because now my love for the game, it came back. You know, it came back. Even if, you know, I'm 0-4 or 0-20, I still kind of feel a love for the game. That was the problem, that before I don't feel that kind of love. I go to the field, I was kind of lost. I was kind of powery. I was kind of like, I don't care what happened. Now I'm care.
Yeah, you care. And do you just have a passion and a love for the game? And, you know, Mike, I think that's refreshing to a lot of Mariners fans to hear. In some ways, that's the picture we've seen through these 46 games. Golly, who's going to be the first to run out of the clubhouse? Who's going to be the first to jump on the winning team? Who's going to be the first to, you know, to have that smile? Who's going to be the first to fist pound and throw their helmet in the dugout? Like, who's going to be the first to express some of that?
You know the answer. Who's going to be the first to run out of the clubhouse?
Well, he's got bad toe or ankle or something.
Ichiro?
Well.
First to run out of the clubhouse is going to be Ichiro. First to run out of the dugout might be Segura, Heredia, who knows, D. Gordon. First to run out of the clubhouse?
True.
Dressed in full
chairman. You're right, the chairman.
It's going to be the special assistant to the chairman,
I Ichiro. Find myself looking for 5-1. I do. I'll be honest, man. When they come out in that scrum, where's my guy? Where's 51 with the gloves and the wristbands? He's out there every single time. So, pretty good vibe, man. Pretty good weekend. About as good as it could possibly go as they win all three. Yep. They take advantage of a team than they're better than. And there's going to be a bunch of them this year, Mike, in this American League. The Royals and the Orioles. And we go through this list of teams that they're not good ball clubs. And you got to take advantage when you get them, because there's going to be a whole lot more with the Astros and eventually the Red Sox and Yankees come into town. You got to get it while you have the opportunity to feast upon lesser opponents. They did this weekend. It was awesome.
Good job by the Mariners. They'll get a day off today, and then they'll head to Oakland for a three-game series against the A's, who quietly have been playing some pretty good ball. So it'd be nice to take 2 out of 3 in Oakland and kind of get this thing continue to moving in the right direction. All right, we are going to answer or end our day the way we always do, by answering your question, 710-710, powered by Coors Light. You know how it works. You text, we answer.
Some good ones today.
We do
baby.
It next.
Some good ones today.
This is Brock and Sox. Answer the question, jerk.
Keep asking questions. Come on, I'll answer them. Come on, I'm here. I'm going to answer your questions, dang it.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Well, don't just stand there. Answer the question, jerk!
All right, let's do this to finish off our day. Actually, not a ton of questions today. 710-710, powered by Coors Light. I don't know why.
So some people so offended by you.
Could be. Still an opportunity to get them in if you want to. You can text us, 710-710. And we'll see if we can answer some of these questions. Jerks, a lot of food ones, unsurprisingly, today. What is the best vegetable to grill?
That's a good question. We had some, was it squash? It's pretty good, because sometimes it gets a little funky if you fry it or bake it or whatever, but you get a little grill, a little char on it too. With a bunch of salt and pepper and olive oil. Some friends brought that over. That was really good the other day.
I would say 1 or 2 for me. I mean, onions are I mean, yes. If you include onions. So I like to take the onions in tin foil with a little olive oil, just leave them there for a while so they get nice and soft.
Oh, yeah.
That's my jam.
I like a grilled pepper.
Yes,
like
for sure.
Skewers, yeah.
Yep, for sure.
I would say my favorite, though, is actually that broccolini, the baby broccoli.
Ooh,
more than asparagus?
Nice.
Yeah.
I like asparagus.
Asparagus is my favorite vegetable in general, but yeah. I like to put that in the oven.
Yeah.
And it's fine on the grill, but I like it better in the oven. I would say that if you could take the broccolini, a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, that's probably my favorite.
Was it appropriate of you the other day to ask us if we wanted to smell asparagus? I found that very inappropriate.
Brady had been talking about it. I was just trying to do it.
Oh, okay. Man, you've been inappropriate for like 4 days.
Life goes on. I had like the world's greatest day on Friday, man. My mother-in-law and her sister in towns, they were handling the kids, and Heather went to go see Paul Simon, so I had all Friday free. We played 36 holes of golf, which was great. And then Brady and I went out to Snoqualmie, played a little cards,
crushed
won a little money. It was awesome.
Birthday party Saturday
what
for
could
Sess.
Be better?
She turned
Sunday.
4.
Yeah, she turned 4 on Wednesday.
Is she really
Happy
already 4?
Happy birthday, Sess!
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing.
She had a blast.
It's going fast.
Two little friends, Hattie and Ashlyn. Shout out to them.
Oh, shout out.
If Bobby wants to shout out Earl, we can shout out Hattie and Ashlyn.
Well, let me give a little shout out to Dory and Suzanne Monson. One heck of an awesome wedding. There and to Kelsey and Quinn starting their marriage. It was a home run Saturday night.
Congrats. Jerks, have you ever eaten a raw hot dog? No.
No, thank you.
Negative.
Yeah, no, that's a no-go.
Can you do that?
I mean, probably because they're cooked, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, not warmed up?
You know, we did as a kid. That's not
disgusting.
True. In a rush, sometimes we had to do that. Not good. Tastes like bologna.
Like, you had to do that? Like what? Like,
just in a rush.
You
like,
were trying to get away from Pharaoh before he changed his mind?
You know, like, we're just playing and rushing.
Time for the bread to leaven, and so you just kind of ate the hot dogs raw?
No, well done, no.
Thanks.
Next question.
Jerks, which do you prefer, chocolate scones or lemon scones?
Lemon.
Really?
Oh, lemon.
So I'll tell you, lemon desserts are new to me. I always hated lemon desserts.
But now the donuts turned
something,
you on to it.
Something has changed in my whole world.
Well, that your donut shop you like.
Yeah,
that's
but I've
got
been
the lemon
thing. On everything. Lemon on chicken, lemon on... I'm like completely consumed.
You got more
lemon.
Acidic as you've gotten older.
You think so?
There's no question.
Getting more... lemon on everything, man. And then sweet lemon for desserts. Like, bring it on.
You're not going to want to hear this.
Would you say that you like your lemon?
Unlimited.
No.
You're not going to want to hear this. But I'm telling you right now, at Brock ESPN, at the Mike Salk, he tweeted about Bobby's knees.
Huge.
And I tweeted about the food that Bobby brought in. I'm going to say this bacon, top five. I mean, top.
That's good. I'm not eating that right
top
now.
Top five. That's a real deal bacon right there. Man, that was good.
Jerks, what creature do you hate the most? Is it spiders? No. Spiders are mostly eating mosquitoes. I mean, they're annoying, but
yeah,
they don't bother
snakes.
Me that much. It's snakes and eels, and
snakes.
Nothing comes close.
We had a little dead gardener snake by the sport court the other day.
I don't like anything.
I wouldn't even pick it up with a paper towel and huck it back into the woods.
No.
And thankfully, a bobcat or something got it. No, thankfully, the next day it was gone.
Leave it there?
Yes. Heck yes, you leave it there. I'm not touching that thing.
I don't even look at them.
Something. I think a bobcat must have gotten the better part of it and then came back for seconds later. Yeah.
Cougar.
No, that's awful news. Awful.
Next question.
Snakes for sure.
It's not close. Snakes and eels.
Peanut gallery?
Snakes.
Mike, this is I don't know, man.
What?
Doesn't feel right today.
Why?
Why are they so quiet with
know.
Us today?
They're being weird.
Huh?
Who knows?
Are they just like...
We can't see you guys.
Are they just separating from us?
A little bit.
They were so embarrassed by that
They're
interview.
Separating from you by 20 miles.
That's fine, but sometimes you still interact. Here. You're in our ear. You're laughing. You're talking. Lydia's gone mute. She's totally disappointed, and she can say she's not.
Not at all.
But you haven't
Keep
talked to us...
Keep my name out your mouth, Brock.
See? Now she's even getting mad, something right. She never does. And then Howdy and Kyle have just totally like divorced us.
A role play group? What would
John, we're going to let you go. John, you got to go. Go get some water. That's enough.
See, how can you call me mean? Look how nice I am. I bailed out John in the middle of his coughing fit. Keep my name out your mouth.
Thank you.
Or.
Next role question. Play group?
No, let me hear how Salk said it today.
Stop that.
No.
There's no need for that.
With 134.
Is that to say that
Earl can now put his name back in his mouth?
Back in your,
back that thing up, boy.
Yeah, screw that one up.
Why do you have to be talking about putting things in people's mouths,
I don't know.
Bobby started it.
No, you started it. You're putting things in people's mouths.
Bobby started it.
Keep people's mouths out of your mouth.
All right. That I can do. Keep my mouth out your name.
What kind of dessert yesterday at the party?
So they just had little cupcakes. Yeah, I stayed away from that. Yeah. Great pizza.
Do you like this wedding tradition that's gone away from the traditional cake and either gone cupcakes or we had pies or you
I
like
did.
That?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, I told you my friend Chris and Kat, who live here in town, but at the time they were down in L.A., they got married and she loves pie.
Mm.
And so she had all of her friends bake different types of pies and she bought a bunch of pies. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
One of the best wedding desserts I can remember
from
a wedding. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll always give this advice, though, for people who are getting married.
Yeah.
When you get married, you got to go taste cakes, right? So you go around from place to place tasting cakes. And what they don't do is they don't have milk at any of those bakeries. So when you go to taste your cakes, the only advice I will offer, bring a thermos of milk. Because how much cake can you eat without milk?
Interesting.
Keep your cake out of the mouth.
Can't you eat it and spit it out like wine tasting?
No.
And why milk? You don't have milk at a wedding.
But you would with cake, with a ton of chocolate cake.
Oh, so you're just trying to get a real feel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. We got to get out of here.
Get that cake out your mouth.
See, XPR representatives coming down to yell at us, I think, for the way we treated Bobby Wagner. We're going to have to deal with this.
We will be back with you guys
tomorrow.
Try
not to get
morning.
As red as you got last time,
that
Bobby.
Won't
you got so red.
Well, you've been sweating for an hour.
I got sweaty, but you got flushed, and he saw it, too.
That's because I was intimidated by his knees.
He started to look at you, and you got bright red.
Wouldn't you?
Nope.
Yes, you
I
would.
Could fake it.
No, you could not.
Kind of.
Liar. We'll catch you guys tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Until then, the hey.
Barn.
See everybody. Keep my name out your mouth. Is that to say that
Earl can now put his name back in his mouth?
Get to the chopper!